did the last restructure here, they didn't mess around. They sharpened up their hatchets and they really went to town. We thought we'd gain a half a walk, they cut one out instead. And then this fella transferred in here, who was only slightly dead. And there's a ghost postie that you can't see, sloughing off his ladders onto you and me. You can't see him because he's not there. His workload is real and we've all got our share. The corporation chortles with plutocratic glee. They cut the staff down 10% from what it ought to be, and save $200,000 by not paying you and me for the work that ought to have been done by the ghost postie. 'Cause there's a ghost postie that you can't see. He's helping pick the pockets of you and me. You can't see him because he's not there, but the cash he's worth is real, and we don't get our share. This job will get you in the knees, the ankles and the back, and sometimes I catch myself a-wishing for a heart attack, to lay me out flat on my back so I can rest my feet, and leave the old ghost postie wandering up and down my streets. There's a ghost postie that you can't see, sucking out the joy of life from you and me. You can't see him because he's not there, but his injuries are real and we've all got our share. Don't tell me I should cheer up, I'm not really in the mood. Us posties here in Nelson have all royally been screwed. We tried to tell the man was deaf as any post. We're getting sick and tired from working with the goddamn ghost. And there's a ghost postie that you can't see, the corporation's blue-eyed boy, not you and me. You can't see him because he's not there, but he's haunting you and haunting me. We all get our share.